Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Sarah Chavarria. How are you, Sarah?
I'm well, Robert. Thank you.
And Sarah is the president of Delta Dental. This is a larger organization than many people realize, almost $10 billion in revenue and thousands of people. Talk about what the organization is, because it's really a different model than anyone else in healthcare has in the United States.
Sure. So first of all, I'll start with, we take care of over 44 million Americans by ensuring that they have access to oral health. And so we operate as Delta Dental of California, but cover those members across the entire United States. And we operate out of 15 states, Puerto Rico, and other places. And we're part of an association. I think most importantly, we have an incredible provider network so that over 44 million Americans can get that access to quality care.
And later on, we'll go into culture, and you'll hear some fantastic insights that Sarah has on building the culture. So frequently, people, you just don't get dental insurance. It's not accessible. It's really a frustration, and it's hurting the whole healthcare system, because I'm on hospital boards, have been for two decades already, and we know that a lot of diseases actually come because orally, that's where they start. So just talk about that concept.
I love that you asked that. I, too, have spent my career in healthcare, and oral health is health. I mean, think about a couple of things. People generally see their dentist twice a year. They may only see their primary care physician once a year. If they do go to the dentist, a big part of that is their screening. And that screening, as you've indicated, it can identify lots of things that point to heart disease, point to cancers, point to Alzheimer's even. And so that checkup at your dentist is a huge part of your overall health and well-being. And I think, you know, the more we can do to create that access and get people to go to the dentist, the better off we'll be holistically in providing overall care for people.
Okay, but here's something that maybe doesn't happen as much as it should. Electronic medical records. When you go to a doctor or physician, you always have your history. How frequently do people on the healthcare or on the medical side speak with on the dental side?
So we recently did a survey, and we know from this survey that 55% of people do not share that information back or forth. So they do not take the dental visit that they just had where they had any learnings and communicate that to their primary care physician or vice versa. And you think about how often women do that versus how often men do that, the numbers get quite much bigger. And so that becomes an important part as we think about overall health. And really, for us as a payer in healthcare, such a great opportunity for us to find ways to support the patient in connecting those pieces of information together so they have a holistic understanding of their health.
So with that said, Sarah, what is your vision for healthcare in America?
So like I said, I've been a healthcare executive for a long time. I love being at Delta Dental because we are in the business of creating and providing that access to quality care. So we have this opportunity to partner with our providers across an incredible network to think about the unique needs of those patients. Given some of the statistics that we just talked about, we know that when we can get people in the dentist chair, their journey on preventative health, overall health really begins because they're getting that screening, they're taking care of their smile. I mean, there's that healthcare side, but the vision to get access for Americans, you know, period, is also about their sense of well-being, which has been a topic that I think more recently has taken the forefront. But think about people and their smile and how limited they might be in their social interactions and things like that. So the vision is really to improve access to quality care and do that on multiple fronts.
And I know how important that is for you in terms of the equity that everyone has access.
Absolutely. And I think other big organizational leaders would agree, you know, when you really come at it with purpose, and that is our purpose, then you think about how can we deliver that access to care through our business? How do we leverage our foundation? So we spend a lot of time through our foundation partnering with the people in the community that create that access to quality care through clinics, through programs, through mobile units. And so we're really thinking beyond just the membership that we have, right, over 44 million Americans, but we're also thinking about all the other people in our communities and how we create that access to care.
Let's shift to something really big. I speak with CEOs every day, and culture is top of mind. They're all trying to build cultures of agility, especially because their strategic plan is no longer 5 years. It's turning much more rapidly. Now, you've taken pride in that, and you have a known exceptional culture. Talk about your philosophy and specific tactics that you're doing to build that culture.
Sure. I think let's start with, come on, we're a 68-year-old insurance company in healthcare, right? So I walk in about 6 years ago, and I've walked into an organization that's very command and control and has been incredibly successful operating that way. But our transformation, our vision is to bring innovation to the table, to start thinking about new ways to create access to care. And we didn't have some basic, you know, things like organizational values, an established and stated purpose or vision, which are all important things to engage the, we have almost 5,000 people who work for us, right? How do you engage those 5,000 people? And so the culture started there. So I came in with a really strong focus on listening. I, within 3 weeks, was flying out to meet with employees and inviting them to round tables, walking up to them in their workspace and asking one question. If this was a company that you would want your children, your neighbors, your cousins to work at, what would it be? And I filled up a whole notebook of insights and learnings and information, and then partnered with my team internally to then launch a survey to do some validation of what we were hearing. And we named values. And once you have values at an organization, now you're starting to talk about not just what's the work we're doing? How are we doing that work? How do we expect each other to behave, right? We want to be respectful. We want to operate with trust. And that was a big part, was that listening strategy. Then we named our purpose. We had no communication channels when I got here. Think about a command and control culture. CEO sits at the head of the table. He directs what everybody needs to go and do, and they go and do it. If you're inviting innovation, we have to really start to shift and think about how do you shift that culture by communicating more directly with employees and sharing with them, where are we at? Put a pin in the map for them. Where are we going? Think about how to invite them to the conversation and get transparent with them. And so I'm really proud that our communication efforts have resulted in us really being top tier every time we do a pulse survey or anything else. We're well above the benchmarks, but we built channels, right? And those channels are things like we started town halls. So we're talking to our employees very directly about where we're going, pin in the map, what's our strategy, how are we performing? We, you know, built out the listening sessions. We created a unique forum for all people leaders to come together so they could hear what we were going to tell employees in the town hall first, ask questions, and we published talking points for them. So all those things are really important for us.
And there you're hearing the secret, the PhD, to building a great culture.
Robert Reese with the CEO Show Minute here with Jim McCann, CEO and founder of 1-800-Flowers. You're known for great customer service. Give me an example.
We have stories about the extraordinary delivery situations where a fellow in an airport, he decided his girlfriend gave him an ultimatum and said, if you don't propose to me by the time I leave for Paris with my family on vacation, don't call me again. Well, at the last minute, he decided this was a good thing and he shouldn't miss out on it. And he asked if we could engineer delivery to Kennedy Airport on Long Island to get these flowers with a proposal to his girlfriend to say that, in fact, he did want to marry her. So we had a delivery guy make a special arrangements with the Port Authority police to get right to the gate with the bouquet, and he knelt down and he read the card message to her while her mom and dad and her sister stood there, and he read the proposal to her, and he had a cell phone in his hand saying, if the answer is yes, I'm instructed to call Richard and put you on the phone with him. So we have photographs of that situation. It was covered by the local TV station because they got wind of what was going on, and it's a great story.
Thanks, Jim. Robert Reese on this.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're here today with Sarah Chavarria, and Sarah is the president of Delta Dental. But now I want to shift to, you have this passion to reinvent healthcare and create a better healthcare in America. Talk about a transformative moment that happened in your life. Could have been when you were a young girl, could have been early in your career, that really made you say, that's what I need to be doing.
I would love to. I'm going to share an example outside of healthcare, but it was so pivotal to really setting the stage for what I started to do. And that was, I worked for, I was in El Paso, Texas. My dad was in the Army. We got stationed there. And my first corporate job was working for Levi Strauss, and where we had plants, right? So picture a manufacturing floor. And a big part of my job there was to teach English as a second language, do some leadership development. And through the relationship I was building with employees to try to help them achieve some of those goals, I learned that employees wanted to be citizens. So we had a lot of employees who were not citizens of the United States. They were working on a green card and, you know, commuting into work. And so I started with a small group and just volunteered my time to work with them on studying to become a citizen, basically. And that exploded. And I realized there are so many employees plus family members plus neighbors who want this. So I very quickly pulled together a volunteer program. I drove myself down to the IMS and talked to the head of immigration and said what we were doing. Long story short, we celebrated 400 new citizens in one single event, which was incredible. What I learned from that was that if you take the time to really connect with people at an individual level, kind of, let's use the word empathy, really invite yourself to have empathy for how they're coming to work, what their needs are, what makes their lives better so that they can bring their whole selves to work, then you learn so, so much. And my transition into healthcare was we're all patients. We all have taken care of a patient. My father died of cancer. My father-in-law died of cancer. So those experiences and the ability to sit in healthcare and work every day on the purpose of making healthcare more accessible and better for all of us, what greater purpose can one possibly have? So it personally ignites me every day. And I think that a big part of my job is to share my enthusiasm and passion with the people that work for us and across the industry when I'm invited to talk to others and inspire them to feel really tied to delivering on that purpose.
And that is a truly inspirational story. Let's go into, you talked about empathy, and at the same time, you're starting everything off with a listening tour. Tell me a time when you were going on a listening tour, you were trying to listen to people, but you knew that people were going to be against you. How did you deal with that?
I think this is a really important topic because I think sometimes as leaders, we open up a channel and we invite feedback and then you get resistance. And so let's talk about change management for a little bit. You should always expect that, right? And so it's how we handle that that becomes really important. So we do town halls. We do people leader sessions. I travel out to different sites. And the first example I'll give is we've opened up a Q&A channel that employees can interact with the entirety of the town hall. They can post questions. They're visible to everybody. And most of the time we get questions or we get some commentary. You know, this is exciting. What about this? What about this? And it gives us good insights on what to talk about next. Sometimes we have employees who use those channels to advance, you know, harmful commentary, opinions that are not aligned with our values, or they take a stand. And a couple of things to note. They're usually in the minority, but they're using that channel to really elevate what they're saying. So we started noticing that as, you know, many companies were facing vaccine mandate decisions and things like that. And I just addressed it head on. I got on a town hall and I started the town hall by saying, look, I'm noticing, you're noticing that we're, you know, inviting some commentary on our Q&A channel that is not aligned with our values. Here are my choices. I can turn the channel off, or I can share this because I want to leave the channel on because I think it's an important feedback loop for us. If you're one of the folks who's leaving comments to this tone, you are not aligned to our company values. And maybe you should rethink if this is the company that you want to work for and work with. So, you know, I think really addressing that and you know, is really important. I think one of the other philosophies I bring is I have made a big commitment to this organization that I will share what I know, when I know it, and how I'm thinking about it. Doesn't have to be a decision, but, you know, we live in a time where information happens fast. You know, social media runs faster than we do. So I have that commitment of here's what I know. And then the last example I want to give is walking into one of our big offices, picture a couple of hundred people there. And not unlike a lot of other leaders, my wonderful HR person comes up to me and says, hey, you're about to walk into the sea of people. There are two ladies. They are on the hunt for you. They have feedback for you. Avoid them. And I think natural human behavior is avoid them. Well, I've been doing this a long time and from an HR perspective for a long time. I said, who are they? I walked right up to them and said, hi, good morning. I'm Sarah. I hear you've got some feedback for me. Let's have it. What's going on? And it absolutely had this disarming effect because they couldn't believe that I just walked up to them and I listened. And you know what? Their complaint was fair. I said, I've heard you. That is not something I'm going to be able to solve in the next 6 to 12 months. But I have heard you. And now when I show up to that same office, I get a wave, I get a smile. So sometimes do the opposite of what you want to do and just be that transparent, approachable leader and just take it head on and have the conversation.
Okay. Let's talk about CEOs. And with CEOs, obviously you're helping with healthcare because of the challenges. And what is the message you have for CEOs of how you could connect Delta Dental with them?
I think that as healthcare CEOs go, look, we are all working toward the same purpose and the same goal, which is we understand that healthcare is about the individual, and that the patient plays the biggest part in their own healthcare. And so our job collectively, if you think about the healthcare continuum, is how do we create access to healthcare for all? How do we do that? Because when people can access healthcare through the right channels, then we're running a better healthcare system as a country.
And there you have it, Sarah. I want to thank you for being on the CEO show.
Thank you so much, Robert, for having me. This was great.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greeson. Welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Jack Mitchell. How are you, Jack?
I feel wonderful, Robert. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. And that's because I'm with you. Jack is the chairman of Mitchell Family Stores, and he was for three decades the CEO. And this is an organization unlike any other, been written up perennially by the Harvard Business School. They have a unique culture in retail, and it's based on hugging. So I want to start off by asking you, explain where the concept of hugging came from, Jack.
I'd be delighted to do that, Robert. I always wear my tape, as I think you know. So you know that we are clothing stores that sell better, you know, the classic luxury products in men's, women's, and designer jewelry. How did we use the word hugging? You see, I was asked to be, like we did with you, a summit. A CEO summit was in our industry. This was back in 2002. And I was a panelist. I wasn't the CEO. I was the panelist. Before the whole my panel started, Robin Lewis, who's now a guru in terms of speaking, in terms of predicting things in our industry and the retail side, he started at 7:30, and he jumped up and down and said, if you didn't have a well-known, a really sophisticated internet system, the dot-comers were just starting. Anybody that was in a bricks and mortar that had a real store like we have, we were history. It wouldn't work. He said, absolutely, everybody has to have that, or in a decade, you'll be gone. There'll be not a single in-store available in the country. And everybody cheered. Everybody thought this was the great idea. Get everything online. This is the way the world is going. This is now 2002. Our panel came up. There were six of us. Each of us had 4 to 7 minutes to talk about our family business, and you know, big stores, small stores. There were 300 CEOs in the audience. It was one of those stages, Robert, where you can walk right down in the middle of the stages, and you can jump up and down. And I jumped up and down, and I said, you know, we're all about something I haven't even heard. I've only been here for a day. I haven't even heard the word. We're about customers. We're about customers in our stores. The customers are the center of the universe. We know their names, their nicknames. Is it Robert or is it Bob? I know you well enough, Robert. If I called you Bob, you'd turn right off. Or is it John, which was my real name, or Jack? We know your birthday, you know. We know your birthday is May 11th. And we know that your anniversary is in August 21st, I think.
But it's true. You know I'm a Mets fan. You know everything about me. You know I don't drink wine. I do like IPA beer. So you had that. So what happens?
So what happens is when you come into the store, if we know you, we say, "Hi, Robert, how's it going? How's this new show going?" So we try to make you feel comfortable, like you're walking in to our home, just like we would. And we show you around. We show you what's in the dining room, and then we show you the new whatever that's in the kitchen, and we try to make you feel great. And I jumped up and down. And I talked about that, and then I sat down. And then after our panel finished, we only had this, I said, 6 or 7 minutes. I came down and I sat in a round table. It was a luncheon by this time. And we ate. And the man next to me was the CEO of Bergdorf Goodman, finest store in New York City, owned by Neiman Marcus. They, by the way, as an aside, they went bankrupt, but they've come back during this pandemic. Anyway, he said, the next thing you're going to tell me, Jack, is that you and your associates, your employees, actually hug your customers. And I closed my eyes, and I saw my brother Bill, who's the biggest hugger in the world, and I saw our sales associates doing it here. We had just acquired Richards in Greenwich, same in Greenwich, Connecticut. And I said, doesn't everybody? The minute I said that, I realized that not everybody does and does hug their customers, that know their this whole idea of personalizing customer service, which is what my mom and dad started in 1958 in 800 square feet. Today, these stores are 27,000 square feet. And that's what we're all about. We're all about making people feel comfortable in your home. And then all of a sudden, I was asked to be a keynote speaker at the next one, which was only 3 months away, which was just the menswear. And I said, what am I going to say to my son, Russ? He said, Dad, you remember that remark, hugging your customers? Just use that as your theme. And then you can just embellish on all the things that we do. And, you know, that we have a data system that we believe in data. And we know that's where we put all the CRM system.
And that's why you're all about relationship management. You have data on everything. This is decades before anyone else did.
I started making these speeches. I said, maybe one of the things in a family business, you know, when you get to be my age, you do become the chairman or that you retire. What was I going to be doing? Because one of the things that people have always said is I'm a passionate, you know, up and down, you know, with my proactivity. What was I going to be doing? So all of a sudden I said, well, maybe I could be a speaker. And I said, well, that'd be a good idea. All of a sudden I went to the Washington Speakers Bureau. They said, Jack, you need a book. If you don't have a book, you can't be a speaker. And all of a sudden, so I Jack Romanos, who was the CEO of Simon & Schuster, came in the store. He was a customer and a friend in Wilton, where we happen to live. And I said, I have this idea for a book. He said, what's it called? I said, Hugging Your Customers. Sexy title. He said, I love the title. And long story short, you know, I wrote a book called Hug Your Customers, as you know.
And wait, Jack, I want to stop you. There is a very special person right on top who wrote something about the book on the front cover. Who is that?
Everybody, I'm sure, knows Warren Buffett. He says, it's a gem. I wish everyone at Berkshire would follow his advice. We would own the world. I can't tell you how when Warren said that, you know, it was like we sold another 50,000 copies. You know, I mean, we have endorsements because we have over 500 now to 600 CEO, chairman, presidents of companies that are here because we've grown from this little store in Westport, Connecticut, you know, of 800 square feet to 27,000 in Westport. We acquire a store in Greenwich called Richards, which we acquired and we grew. We have a store in San Francisco, Wilkes Bashford, that we bought in 2009 after the terrible recession we had. Wilkes went bankrupt and we bought the business. And in Palo Alto, in the middle of Silicon Valley. And then 3 years ago, four years ago, we acquired Mario's store in Seattle and Portland, Oregon. So now we have eight stores that we have throughout the country. And we like local brands, but shared values. So we have a values card that we talk about.
I want to ask you, when you're talking the values card, you have a corporate culture which is all about hug your people, which actually is another book that you wrote. Talk about that values card and what that is.
Thank you. So it says on the top either Mitchell's or Mario's or Wilkes Bashford or Richards, and the mission is to make people feel great, and the vision is to be the best specialty stores on the planet. And then the four values we have are customers. Customers for us, Robert, like I said, are the center of the universe. We think customers first. Always think customer. We don't think product first. We think customers first. And of course, when you think that, you have to be a people-oriented business, not a product-oriented. Yes, we have the finest products in the world, but we have relationships, which is the second one. We have relationships with people like, on the back of my books, Joe Dozanio, who endorsed my book, George Armani, who endorsed my book, Brunello Cucinelli, who's the finest and most exciting designer at the luxury side.
What I want to talk about, you have this unique culture and this unique philosophy of hugging that transcends everything. Yes. Is there one practice that is different that no one else does? Is there anything that you would say, this is uniquely what we do? I can tell you one.
Okay, you tell me one.
When someone comes into a retail store and they always say, may I help you? You say, no, 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 that's the worst. There's a practice for everyone in retail. What do you do instead of saying, may I help you?
We would never say that. We would say, how are you doing? Boy, you look great. You have the new braces on today. Boy, you look fantastic.
By the way, you noticed I have my Richards shirt, the Eden shirt, and I have my Richards cufflinks. So I love them. They're the best.
So we try to make the connection. If we know you, then we can do that. If we don't know you, we try to decode the message. We try to figure out why you drove your car, because we're not in a shopping mall except for Palo Alto. And we drove up, you parked your car, and you came all the way down from Ridgefield, but we don't know you. And all of a sudden, we try to figure out why you came, not why, because no one loves to be sold, but people like to buy. And if we figure out what you've come in to buy or to look for, then we can figure out, is it a wedding? Is it, God forbid, a funeral? Is it just that you need new clothes? Or it's your wife's anniversary, you know, your anniversary, and you go over to the jewelry department. Why did you come in? And what can we do to help you is what we're all about. So we decode that, and then we share ideas. We get back and forth you get into a dialogue, and then you buy something. And when you buy something, we try to be very nice about it. We try to put it in the right box or whatever we do, free gift wrapping. We also do free alterations, which most stores don't do, for women, especially in this day and age. Can you imagine that some of our competitors charge for women's alterations and not for men's? I mean, I came in the family business in 1969. We've never, on regular price, if we are on sale, over 40% we charge for all. We have 15 tailors in our tailor shop, so we can give personalized service of tailoring. So very few people do that, too.
Hi, this is Robert Reese. We're with Jack Mitchell, and we're about to take a commercial break. Back in a few.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Robert Reese. Welcome back to CEO Show. We're with Jack Mitchell. Jack, what is the secret to growing through the sales process? And I know you talked about before, people don't like to be sold, but they love to buy. How have you grown so dramatically?
We've grown because we have, meaning the family, and the people that we hire, whether it be Dominic or people in the marketing or people in the sales force, we treat them like family. I mean, that we really do. We do everything we possibly can like they're part of the family. We're not entitled. Our family is not entitled to anything. If I come here an hour or two late for some reason, let's say I'm playing tennis or whatever, I don't get a special parking place. We treat everyone. If somebody gets sick, I happen to be on board of trustees for Greenwich Hospital, which is part of the Yale system here in Connecticut. You know, I can get people in the hospitals with the right doctors. So we can do everything we can as if they're part of our family. So that's the way they view us. It's part of the relationships. We can be trusted. We really always tell the truth. We're open and candid. Just during this pandemic, Robert, we've Zoomed all so much. It's mind-boggling. We have meetings with our family, with our executive team, with our tailors, with our buyers. And then twice a week, we have every single one of the 420 people that work with us on a Zoom call to keep the spirit going, keep the enthusiasm going. And when that happens, these people feel part of our team. And we're going to survive this pandemic, and we're going to come out. Now, our online business has doubled during this particular point of view. We already developed a very sophisticated and well-run, but we have five, I think, developers that work with us in the technological side, because the world's changing.
Let's talk about one word, which is entrepreneurship. This is a true family business that has been cited as the best business in retail in America from a customer service standpoint. How do you run as a family business? And based on that, what advice do you have to entrepreneurs who want to run a family business?
Well, I think the most important thing is that they, they treat everyone, including the family, like family, a functioning family. That's very important. And it's all about consensus building. It's not about, the CEO has the authority. Of course I did, and so does two of our sons. We have two CEOs, but it's a matter of setting goals together, working through what we're going to be doing, what the goals are, and working together as a team. It sounds corny, but that's what we do. We don't vote. We have never voted as a family because we also want to be the most professional. We have an outside family business consultant that we had since 1984. Our brother Bill and I hired him. We had to work out challenges because we have different skill sets and different strengths. We build on our strengths. My brother Bill is the biggest hugger. He's on the floor. He knows everybody and all of a sudden somebody is one of the top sportscasters in the world, who's a good friend of Jim Nance. Jim Nance endorsed my books. because he was a customer when he lived in Westport. All of a sudden, Jim sent this gentleman in, and he lives a 9-iron from me in Wilton. All of a sudden, we're friends. So those are the kinds of things that help in the family that we do.
One other thing I know that you do is you do not allow family members to work at Mitchell's immediately. They have to work somewhere else.
5 years after they graduate from college, or the equivalent, they have to work 5 years before, you know, and then they have to be interviewed by our advisory board that we have, an outside advisory board, and anybody that's a Mitchell active in the business, and there has to be a real job. We wouldn't fire Cho to put in Sally, one of our granddaughters. So that we would never do. Everybody knows that. They know they can't have equity, the people that work with us, that we still own the business. And as we acquire these stores, we like to make them feel that Mario is really running his store in Seattle and Portland, Oregon, although he doesn't really own it anymore. But we want him to feel, because that's what he's really doing. He's running that business as if he owned it. And he has to feel that way. And so, yes, and we actually, you know, that 5-year rule is very, very important, and you can't feel entitled. We shared all the kind of numbers, gross profit numbers, sales numbers. We don't tell people the final bottom line, but you know, we're one of the few businesses that likes to make money. I mean, that's important. We wouldn't have survived if we didn't have a strong balance sheet. So we have a monthly meeting of all the family and the senior executives that have access and know what we're doing. So we meet and we talk about it. And it's not about the accumulation of wealth for our family, although I'm not, you know, destitute, but it's about the fun and the fun of working in a family business. Find that fun and build on that fun, Robert, and go on trips together. And enjoy that. My brother Bill just decided to go with his son and granddaughter to St. John for a week. They finally were able to do that just yesterday. So that's what they're doing, and you can do that. I watched all the boys play. We have four sons, as you know. I watched them play all the games when they were in you know, elementary school.
And you were actually a great athlete. I know at Staples in Westport, you were the captain of your basketball team, your baseball team, and your football team. That's something. So it went through the family.
And one of the things on entrepreneurship, I'll never forget, this was a great entrepreneur told me this. The definition, as far as he was concerned, and he was a CEO, he said, give me the ball. And I realized that I'm still that way playing tennis. Well, I'd like to serve that last serve, you know, in a tiebreaker or maybe on the 19th hole where we're playing for golf. So I think it's a matter of wanting to be there. A good leader has to be there in, you know, we're values-based leadership, family, business.
And there you have it. Jack Mitchell, I want to tell you what a pleasure and privilege it is having you on the CEO show.
Thank you very much, Robert. I look how you've grown. Right? I mean, think of your business when we first met. And there's no question that I always say, if we have the CEO, he or she, I mean, we have, you know, Ann Mulcahy on our board, and we have people like that she was the head of Xerox. You know that once you get the top people, then they just perforce, you see, that where they shop, they come in. They don't have to recommend it. They say, where do you go? Well, you go to Mitchell's, you go to Richards, you go to Wilkes Bashford, you go to Mario's. So the CEOs are still, the value-based leadership is so important. And when you have a great CEO and they're buying clothes from us, you know what? It really feels, makes us feel absolutely great.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.